We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Hi. Heat lose. That wasn't really fun. You know, Heat had a chance tonight coming in to get first place. You have Jimmy back. You have the Sixers' arrival in your building. Right. You know, you were leading by double digits at one point. You know, you looked in control. Yurt is having the night of his life. You have Shaq in the building. Everything's looking like it's your night. Tyler's hitting one legged weird three pointers in the first quarter. And you're just like, oh, man, this is a team of destiny. And what followed in the second half was pretty embarrassing, you know, pretty embarrassing performances from Duncan, from Jimmy, from Kyle, you know, from Spo as well. I think we could get into some of the decisions down the stretch. And I don't think it's often that Spo gets out coached, but you can't get out coached by Doc Rivers. And we can get into that coaching battle in the fourth quarter, because I thought that was by far the most interesting thing in the game. Brass, bring me out. We're going to have some fun. You know, win or lose, that's what we're about. This is Hangover Time post-game show. It's a drip-drop night. Shots for subs. You know how it goes, everybody. I'm your host, Giancarlo Navas, and this is my lovely panel. Brass, welcome back.
Thank you. Well, I mean, I didn't really go anywhere. We weren't supposed to have a show yesterday.
And then at least we had a winning show in the weekend. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, listen, we don't have to get into anything. Brass, can I combine two segments? Can we do what are you drinking and who kicked our ass? So instead of player of the game, we say who kicked. Can we combine the imaging? Can we like play them back to back?
Yeah, sure.
Let's do it.
They kicked our ass.
That bad imaging puts a smile on my face.
That's great.
All right, y'all, clockwise. Moose, this is a drip top night. What are you drinking and who kicked our ass?
Yeah, thank you, G. Finally, you got some energy going. Who kicked our ass tonight? I'll tell you what, G. Maybe you off the top. It's a drip drop night. Get excited. Win or lose or draw. The Miami Heat were either going to win tonight or they were going to lose tonight. No in between. And tonight they lost. Fuck it. We're going to drink anyways. So I'm going to hit them one time with this giant monkey shoulder with a drip drop.
Moose.
Moose okay?
He's going for it.
I'm not so sure.
What's going on? Are you Moose?
Oh, it's been a day. I've been drinking a lot today, actually. Keep it going. Keep it going, guys.
Somebody in chat said I sound like I'm underwater. Is my audio okay? Let me know in chat. I'm having
we can hear you, so
okay.
It's pretty
unfortunate. Yeah, that's probably the issue. I'm having a gin and tonic with a little bit of yuzu today. I put a little bit of yuzu extract and, you know, kind of make a little fun tonight on a Saturday, so we're doing refreshing. I think Doc Rivers kicked our ass tonight. I thought it was an amazing coaching job by Doc. in the second half, particularly the fourth quarter. I thought the decision to put Embiid on Jimmy when the Heat went small was really, really good. You know, kind of changed the dynamic of the game when you thought Miami could get some stuff going. And, you know, credit to Doc. You know, he gets a lot of shit, but that was a good coaching performance from him. Bon, what you got?
What's up? So we have some Luna Nuda here, a Pino, and probably the rest of this small batch. I will say, didn't watch the first half, watched the second half. Probably going to rewatch the game after we get off. I'm going to say that Tobias Harris kicked our ass. He did the things that they paid him to do that he should have been doing for at least like the last three seasons. So, you know, he had himself a night.
I'm sorry, I have to interrupt. We have E5 Arrow who keeps sending us bits asking me who I got Monday. I got the Heat on Monday. Okay, let's make no mistake about it. Also, shout out to CoolDog15 with the first sub of the night with Prime Moose.
Oh, I gotta hit him one time. Almost forgot it was my bit. Drip drop.
Not even ready.
Listen, the audience calls for it. Joey, weak chin music. Good. What you got?
All right. Well, I just went generic on this Saturday night. I got a rum and coke and an orange solo cup.
Yeah. Do they sell that? What is that? What kind of bootleg ass solo cup is that?
Is that orange?
Solo. Okay. Well, yeah. These are Rolo cups. I mean, they're cheaper. Solo they're cup. Smaller. They don't come with a bottom, which is weird. They're going to keep constantly refilling it. But other than that.
Costco, Kirkland, or BJ? That seems like a BJ's product.
It's never a BJ's product. It's always Kirkland with me. Kirkland. Costco. So I think who kicked our ass? We kicked our own ass. You know, when you have two starters, who is it? Jimmy and Kyle, who combined go 3 for 22. I mean, come on. That's just our own. We're getting kicked in our own Kyle Lowry big ass, you know, big fat ass. Boom. You know what I mean? So I think we did it to ourselves this game.
Fun.
What you got, Brass?
Yeah. I needed something simple so I can hurry up and get to the show on time. I made a Negroni, I made three Negronis, really. And this is a nice deep pour tonight. Who kicked our ass? I mean, I'm going to kind of piggyback what Joey says. We kind of kicked our own ass on this one. And I'm interested to see all the reasons you think Spo kind of was. But what are you pointing at? Oh, you're just pointing at
me. Say, join us beyond more.
Yeah, I agree. But like,
sorry,
I don't know how much of that. This game was within reach, and they just weren't hitting shots. They were getting a lot of good looks, and they just couldn't connect. So, I mean, look at that fucking box score. Of course we lost. You look at all the people that didn't even score double digits. That's pretty pathetic. It's pretty pathetic. But it's just one of those games. I'm not reading into it too much. It sucks. It sucks to come at the hands of Philly because fuck Philly.
Fuck Philly.
And fuck Joel Embiid. I still hate that guy. Whatever. Yes. Yeah.
Trash. Yurt better.
Yurt. Listen, for a half, that was true. We lived in a world where we lived in a first half.
No, I'll tell you what.
It was a reality for a second.
Spo failed Yurt 7 tonight. So it was the game of his life in front of Shaquille O'Neal. Was going to make national name for himself. And then, you know, we just fucking blew it there at the end. So and shout out to Tyler Hero as well for dishing out some excellent dimes tonight.
He's been playing
incredible. The year of the drip drop. Make sure you retweet. Get his ass in there.
Yeah, I mean, real quick on Tyler before I answer Brass's question. I mean, the leap as a playmaker has been super huge. I mean, they had him at point guard for a stretch in that fourth quarter when Kyle had a little bit of a breather. Which is really impressive. We can get it to him later. Yeah, to answer Brass's question, Siobhan, I kind of want your thoughts on this as well. I thought the game got interesting when Yurt picked up the other foul and, you know, the Heat decided, okay, let's go small because we're not really getting any offense in it. And Embiid was just in a zone where he was just hitting everything. And I don't really think Yurt or Deadman could do any kind of better job on him. He was, when he hits that one-legged step back, he's in the bag. He's getting all the calls. They went small, which I liked. And Doc did something interesting where he put Embiid on Jimmy, kind of like what Vogel did in the finals, putting AD on Jimmy in a drop. And Miami was getting nothing at the rim because they're like, okay, well, you're not going to take any pull-up jumpers. You're not hitting three. So we're going to sit Joel. You know, if Jimmy wants to ISO, you know, Joel's going to be there with him with a little bit of space because we're not confident that you're going to take that. And we're just going to sit him in the paint. I thought the decision not to put Caleb in the game was a mistake. When you're playing that small, you need the guys with the biggest motors and the most. And Caleb plays big because he's springy, he's jumpy, he's athletic, he's physical. So I thought that substitution came a little too late. And I just didn't think they did much. They were just like, okay, guys, Kyle, Jimmy, high pick and roll, and Embiid sitting in the paint. So when that play triggers, Jimmy rolls, and then Embiid's there, and Jimmy's like, oh, fuck. And then they, like, kick out, and then they do this bullshit all over again. So I'm like, you know, if you're Spo, you got to be like, okay, well, this is happening. That happened for, like, 5 minutes, and they just didn't do anything. So that was my thing.
See, and that kind of – so that touches a little bit on what we talked about yesterday about, like, experimenting when fine, but doing the things necessary at the end to win the game. And you're right. When you are – when you downsize in height and size and weight a little bit too, you do have to have your guys with the motors that can give you extra by way of athleticism and just tenacity and hustle. And so I do think not having Caleb in at the end when he went small was, you know, I didn't like it. I didn't like not having Max in toward the ending of the game. I don't think that they did anything necessarily creative to try to get Embiid up off of Jimmy. But that goes to the point of you know, the offense looks drastically different with the different personnel. And they're and again, I'm probably going to keep saying this, like Spo is going to be at this stage for the next couple of weeks of trying to figure out what combination of personnel for what situation. And it's not going to look pretty. I do want it to come, you know, with the caveat of going out and winning games, though. But, you know, tonight wasn't one of those. And Jimmy and Kyle shoot 2 for 23. You're not going to win many games. Especially when you're not going to win many games when that is the focus of the offense for that night, because that's what the personnel dictated.
So, you know, people in chat are like, stop blaming this on one person. We'll get to Moose in a second. That's not what I'm doing. Like, you're not going to win games when your star players don't shoot well. I'm talking about specifically the fourth quarter when you are like, you as a coach are recognizing that there's a problem on the floor. You downsize to correct that. And then the opposing coach counters, and then you just sit on that decision for the last 5 minutes of the game or whatever that was. That's my point. We're doing a post game show, right? What we're doing is we're analyzing what we just watched. So for me, that was, I think, the biggest takeaway late was they did not, the coaching staff saw this problem that if I see it, they see it, right? And it was just not, and like Siobhan said, they weren't being creative. In kind of freeing that,
kept letting it happen. Like you said, it happened for 5 minutes. Like, all right, 2 to 3. All right, get that shit out of here.
It clearly wasn't working, right? Yeah. And
to Bond's point, that's really, I just want to back her up because it's absolutely true. I think in that stretch, the game kind of caught up to Spo. Like, you know, he's going to be tinkering with the lineup, like Siobhan was saying, as he's getting accustomed to having these guys back and having them naturally find their rhythm playing together as well. Leading that throughout the entire game. I think it just, the game kind of caught up to him. It went a little bit fast. And then by then it had been that 3-5 minute stretch where it was just like, you know, at that point you got to ride with the team you got because it's, you just let it sit for too long.
They didn't have the adrenaline anymore of that first half, like that first magic, that first kick of just whooshness.
The culture.
So like once that adrenaline wears off and the game slows down and then the other team catches back up, you find yourself, you know, looking real even at times.
And I agree with Struess. I would have liked to have seen him brought back there at the end.
I think so, yeah.
What do you mean, like instead of Caleb?
Well, no, if you're going to take Caleb out.
No, they did. Like, but Struess played those fourth quarter lineups. What I'm saying is that they didn't – I would have preferred Caleb in. When they downsized, it was Jimmy, Kyle, Tyler, Struess, and –
That's true.
This is a good point.
That's true.
I actually didn't even think about that. That's what I thought about it.
Yeah, I mean, I've
I totally figured, forgot about him.
I mean, it's funny. I was talking
for the podcast listeners. Let's go ahead and read. Gabe is certified Sixers killer and did not play. And it's true. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that this is probably closer to what their playoff rotation is going to look like, and I think that they're kind of gearing up for that. It's, you know, we're in mid-January, and I think that they're kind of – I'm sure that Gabe's going to play tomorrow on Monday, right? I think that's kind of how these things work, so we'll see. But
yeah, I agree with G. I think this was – they recognized it as an important game, and so wanted to kind of, like, use the lineups that are probably going to be used most in the important games. But that is a fucking fact. Gave him, what, 22 first time, then, like, 24, like, career nights – career nights, both times playing the Sixers.
Yeah, that's true. And also, regarding Strus, I don't fault him at all for having an off game because he got beat the fuck up last night. I mean, dude, that dude has scars all over his face.
Oh, no, for sure. And I'm not blaming him or anything.
That's
yeah,
on the
yeah,
second
yeah.
night of a back-to-back, which I know the Sixers were on, too. But, I mean, you know, I just – this is one of those – there have been so many losses this year that – and this is just another one. It's like I don't – I'm not taking away a lot from this. I'm just.
No, we shouldn't.
I'm not, and we shouldn't.
I think the thing what we should take away is that okay, like in a playoff series, you know, if because this is not the first time something like this happens. Yep. We saw it in the Lakers series, right? Mm-hmm. When without Bam, and again, a lot of this gets fixed when Bam's in your lineup, right? And I guess this is kind of the funny thing of like you know people like Bam is such a difference maker, especially on defense, that you know they've historically done a really good job on Embiid, and this was not one of those nights. They did early, but, you know, when Embiid gets in his bag. And Bam's a dude that you kind of trust to play him one-on-one. You can send a little help. You don't have to send too much help. And, yeah, I mean, we can get some, you know, we don't have to spend too much on it. But, Siobhan, what did you think about the game plan on Embiid? Because it's typically been send a lot of help early, make him a passer. And that hasn't really been the thing this season. They've done a lot of, like, you know, soft doubles late or sending help late, not early. And they've done a lot of single coverage.
Smith wants a word.
I said Kyle was bad. I opened the show saying Jimmy was bad. Kyle was bad. I thought Kyle was good on defense, but I think, you know, he was out of the three, out of Jimmy, Duncan, and Kyle, Kyle was the better one of the three.
Fair. Like, I think I feel where you're coming from.
Did he have a turnover? I don't even think he had a turnover tonight. He had one, maybe he had one, but I remember I guess the block from Maxey. That was pretty embarrassing. But I mean, he had no turnovers.
Listen, I'm gonna blame it on Drake. I know people were worried about Drake being in the building for the last game.
And Jack Harlow.
Just like COVID, Drake has incubation period. Like you're not gonna suck like right away. You gotta give it a little time and then you realize you got it. So that's what happened tonight. It's fucking Drake's fault.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If we were, yeah, Drake has an incubation period. That'd be like an old school Heat Beat podcast name.
Yeah.
Incubation yeah, fuck that. Period. That yeah, fuck that guy.
Next single.
Want to give a quick shout out to Blotter 44 and the Pooper 97 for subscribing with Prime. The Pooper is nice. Basically what the Heat starting lineup did, really, a tip for Yurt.
Jeez. I gotta hit the Pooper one time with a drip drop.
That is a terribly phrased. That's a terrible sequence.
It was perfect.
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know what hottie category that's gonna make, but that's gonna win something.
The Pooper and the Blotter back to back is truly why we do this show. After a loss, who else is giving you pooper and blotter talk.
That entire moose sentence.
Sounds like a radio talk show host. Blotter and the pooper in the mornings.
With a lot of like,
blottering and pooping.
And like funky sounds and shit. Oh my God. Yeah. So not too much to take from this, I don't think. Moose, your boy Tyler played really well. I thought he was fucking amazing. All things considered, 4 for 11 from the field. Not the best, but I think he was the guy. He had 16 points, was their second leading scorer of the night, tied with Caleb. I thought the stretch where he played point guard was interesting for them. I like the decision to have Yurt screen a little higher. It almost reminded me of what the Heat used to do against Roy Hibbert. When they had a big in the paint that was bothering them, they would do is they would set the screen a little bit further out to give their ball handler and their roller a little bit of a head of steam. I like that. Look for Tyler a lot. Moose, what can you say about your boy's night? He played pretty well.
Yeah, he played fucking great. I mean, he's amazing.
I wouldn't say great.
I would have liked for more shots to go in. But listen, he was setting up Yurt a lot. Like, credit to Yurt for playing the way he did. But let's give, you know, Tyler some credit as well for putting him in a position to play well. God, I'm fucked up, guys. Listen, Tyler, I liked his game tonight. More points would have helped. I could have used a serial bit or something. But besides that, you know, good game. Take me out.
Are we not talking more about Yurt? Like,
I was gonna get to that right now.
He's so fucking good tonight, and we have to give him his props. I said there was a big old stretch of games. I'm like, this guy has horrible touch around the rim, like offensively, bad. He can get any fucking rebound if he's 10 feet with he can get them all. But like, he had terrible touch around the rim. He's looked really good. He's got a nice touch. He got a nice little fucking jumper. And I mean, and Jimmy throwing him lobs, people throwing him lobs. He's catching him. He's hitting him. He was he 10 from 10 to 12, I think.
Yeah.
God, man, I'm impressed, man. I'm legitimately impressed. I hope he keeps that up.
Island. He's fantastic. Continued development throughout the season. It's been great to see.
E5 Arrow asked, where's Alf? Where's the Yurt slander? Alf's at a wedding.
Naturally.
Tweeting. Right. Alf tweeted at one point in the night, it's an interracial wedding, and then the DJ started playing Hamilton, and all the black people were confused. And then Alf says, I was one of the confused black people.
But for real,
like,
though.
How weak you are. What's
but
so
for
funny?
Real, though, the way you're.
I think
the
that's
way
really
Yurt
hilarious.
Playing, if you can keep this up.
That's the best song.
And he's still even got room to go here. Like, room to go.
He's the one that freaked out.
Room to go. He's actually going to help us a lot financially going forward with this team, because we're going to have. We have some cheap players, we have some expensive players. And it gives a little bit of flexibility going forward. So we'll see how it goes, because, you know, I don't know. Dedmon is still – he didn't have a great night tonight, but Dedmon's still a great player, but he's going to be demanding a larger contract going forward.
Who is?
And
Dedmon.
El Mecánico.
I wanted to ask you.
But it won't be by this huge gap and not from
But we will have limited resources in the offseason. Brass, I wanted to ask you – can Yurt change a tire? Because he's going to have to – somebody's going to have to run the shop.
It doesn't look like he does. He can.
Man, no. I don't – I think he has like his
– he looks like he does his eyebrows.
His fingers like have no – this like it's
that's
soft.
Weird.
It's so soft, I think.
If you do your eyebrows, I don't think
he feels
can change
like he
tire.
Hasn't worked a day.
Yeah.
I think those life, are rules.
But hey, he's working his ass off in Miami.
UD can change the tire. But, I mean, UD – I don't really think UD should be running the shop.
Right.
Yeah, so – we might have to. So I think the main reason for the, and by the way, like, you know, Heat fans had Wade, Shaq, LeBron, Bosch, Zoe, Jimmy, and Yurt during Riley's tenure. So we're blessed as a fan.
See,
base.
Now, is that sarcasm?
No, I'm being serious. I mean, generational big. Yeah. So the Dedmon thing is going to be interesting, because they're going to be over the cap with all their extensions, because Bam's extension kicks in, right? So they're not going to be able to sign Dedmon with cap space. And PJ is taking up part of the mid-level exception. So they have part of it left to offer, but but it's just not going to be enough. Brian would know more. I don't know if they have the mini mid-level, but that's not – I think that's like $4 million or something.
Honestly, I thought about it, Shmeethan. I wasn't going to say it. I swear I did. I
Yurt's, was... Shmeethan says you guys can pivot from Deadman's Garage to Yurt's Falafel Stand.
Oh, man. Shmeethan, we'll send you a T-shirt.
I don't think we're – can we do that? I don't think we're allowed to.
You know.
I don't know.
Yeah,
yeah. Responsible for it. Listen, it's not. We've been dangerous. It's not the first time we've flown close to the sun.
I don't think the official Heat account's gonna run with it, but.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The falafel maker, the falafel man. Yeah, I don't think I can't see Eric
fried going. In
sounds like an Avenger.
It's gonna be like a gyro joke in there somewhere.
Yeah. Super gyro.
It's
the
gonna be
super gyro.
I don't know.
Oh, he's Miami. Got a tzatziki
situation. He doesn't know how to say tzatziki.
It's a great band. Tzatziki situation.
Oh man, great DJ.
Oh my god, it's on the Lollapalooza.
Smelly and savory.
That's the name of the pod tonight, G.
Smelly and savory.
God, yours has...
No, that smells. Yes, perfect.
That smells yours. Oh my god,
yours has been really good. He's gotten better in season. He had the makings there before. He just it was all really fast for him. Like it's an adjustment. I think he's made it really well. We saw Duncan get better last year defensively in season, like game by game. We watched him grow into a better defender. I think you're seeing Yurt. It's coming together for him in real time. I thought that he'd be someone that'd be able to help us. I think as he continues to get better and to round it out, his timing with his guards gets better, his jumper, his continue to diversify what he can do around the basket. I think Yurt is really good.
I have a little bit of breaking news. So somebody in chat asked, any Robinson trades? King45Kings asked. And I somebody told me the Heat were looking into some stretch bigs today. And some of them have similar contracts to Duncan. Lauri Markkanen was the name that I was told. The Heat made a call. And I don't know if – I mean, the contract matches up very, very conspicuously well with Duncan's as a one-for-one swap. So it's a – you know, it's a name. I don't know if they get him, but I do know that he was asked about. I'm not crazy about the move, but, you know, Miami is active. They're Miami. Looking.
Just Jared 92 says, can we put Duncan in the Kyrie role? In
the road games? Oh, shit.
Listen –
Red State.
Oh my god! Yeah, people. So I'm just passing along information. I thought it was an interesting tidbit that I heard today, and I wanted to pass along to you, chat. Would you guys like? You know,
I like Lori. Lori is
him next to Bam.
Yes,
I'm telling you,
that'd be awesome.
That's really actually a good pairing.
No, it really.
I think that would be a great pairing, and I think he in Miami specifically, I could see him getting in really good shape
for that money.
Well, yes. I mean, if the contracts match, yes. They match. Fuck it, yeah.
Well, Duncan has partial guarantee, so his contract is a little easier to manage, and Lowry makes a little more money.
I'd pay Lowry before I pay Duncan.
So I have a question for you, Bon.
Yeah.
If you're playing the Nets, right? Is Lowry playable in that series?
I think so. Are you committed to only switching? If that's what you want to do, then.
But I mean, so if they're playing KD at the five, which they've been doing, it's kind of there's nowhere to put him. You think it's workable?
If they worked with Duncan being the worst defender on the floor, at times you can work with Lauri being.
Because you could put Duncan on like Joe Harris, right? And you can't put Lauri on Joe Harris. You can't have a guy his size chasing a guy around like that. I don't think that's optimal for him.
Is Joe Harris coming back this season?
Well, I mean, they paid him, so
isn't he hurt?
He's he'll be back.
I think you make it work. I think
or Mills or whoever, whichever is the other guard slash wing. Like, I don't really know how you play him in a series against the Nets or the Warriors, for example. Like, I think that you're just committed to.
You can still play your scheme if you keep Max on the roster. You can keep some options. You don't have to like be committed to one way. I think it's doable.
And I mean, you can show him high and have Bam play the back end, but I just fear that Laurie's not quick enough.
He'll get quicker.
Okay, if you say.
I think so.
Okay. I'm passing along the information. Moose, you like it? Why are you smiling? What are you laughing at?
I think it's great.
How many drinks have you had tonight?
A lot. Joey and I are also having like a private show basically in the back laughing about shit. Nice. Sorry, guys. I forgot we were on air for a second.
I'm going to do some more drinking.
That's really all I'm here for.
Please.
I keep saying this, but like, I don't think, Schmeathen is not sub. Schmeathen, stop being a cheap motherfucker and subscribe so we can drink. You're fucking here every day. Schmeathen puts his feet on our fucking coffee table and doesn't fucking, never pays a cover. Oh, you guys, shit. We do this shit every night. We do it 5 days a week. You know how hard this is? You think I want to do this after a loss? I'm here for you, the fans. You just fucking come into my house. You don't even take your goddamn shoes off. You know what this is about? I have a clean fucking floor. You just come in here, don't pay a cover. You fucking open our
furniture. You don't have any furniture.
Well, fuck you guys. Give us one fucking sub. Come on. Come on, Schmeathen. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, Heat Burner.
I'm going to leave G up until someone gives us a sub.
Come on. I'll start taking my clothes off if you guys don't sub.
Oh, God.
Is that what you want? I'll do piece by piece.
They want G-I-E. Someone.
Huh? I'll do it. The hat goes first.
God. Oh, God. Please, someone sub. Motherfucker, will someone sub?
Guys. I'm about to take off my shorts.
Guys, okay. No. No.
The shorts are over stocks.
The shorts
what
are
the
off.
What the fuck is going on?
The shorts are off. Somebody better sub.
Oh,
somebody
no.
Better sub. The jersey's next. Somebody.
No. Guys.
Somebody.
Someone fucking sub.
Somebody. Anybody. Somebody.
Someone.
Somebody.
Sub.
Somebody.
God
somebody
damn it.
Sub. Somebody gonna sub. Somebody. Somebody, God anybody?
Oh, hey, Chief Jumon just gave a one community gift sub. Let's hit it. Come on, Moses. Let's hit on the hotline time with a
no drink.
Hit him with the what, Moose?
That was.
Woof. You saw it.
I got scared.
Christ.
Chief Jumologist is really the hero tonight. He is our hero. He saved everyone from my nipples. I do have to put my shorts back on. I don't want to sit in briefs on my chair. Yeah.
Again.
So Brass, you know, how about do we have any Gaga Gusts tonight or something? Do we have a garage? What do we got here?
Yeah, do we got Heart 30?
That was a gag.
People are like, Siobhan is in real pain.
I'm having a great time.
Alf would never. Y'all need to get a damn drink of water. Somebody said, can I gift one for some nip? Water.
All right, on to the Gagas. Here we go. Let's see. What is this one? We got, this is the Yurt Gaga. One of the many Yurt Gagas.
Look at that. Look at that. Look at him go. Pick and roll.
One hand, bitch.
That's Hercules.
Okay, we gotta make the branding around that. Hercules has entered the motherfucking building.
Here it is,
Joey.
Joey.
Oh my God, look at that one hander. Get some of that,
bitch.
Hercules, up in here.
Beat had no idea.
Yeah, I mean when they were getting guys downhill, all right. Embiid was helping a ton, and that was when they were at their best.
We had a couple from my main man, Caleb Martin, tonight. Look at this.
Oh, look at him go.
Steal.
I love him. He needs to play more.
He needs to play. He does.
Yes. Oh, what are you doing?
He does.
I love that man.
God. Mama, there goes that man.
He was like 2 inches taller.
I love him. Nah, he's perfect. perfect the
nah,
way
he's
he is.
He's perfect just the way he is.
He's perfect the
you're
way
right,
he is. Don't
right,
change
you're
him.
Right,
I love
you're
him.
Right, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
And then this last one here, also by Caleb.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, that was, yeah.
Can you play that back? Because this, so yeah. Lowry is absolutely controlling the tempo of this fast break. Holds the ball. He sees Caleb. Holds it just enough. Double clutches. Sees the help. That was one of the best lobs I've ever seen him throw. That was insane.
Yeah, because listen, he's throwing some fucking stinkers.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Look at him. Look at him. He knew the double clutch, the fucking... Dude, it was like a skyhook lob. Yeah, that shit was awesome.
That was a hell of a nice play.
No, that was very nice. It was.
Oh, my God. Even Deadman knew.
I love Deadman's face there. It's like, oh.
Deadman must be so... Deadman had his hands up. He was ready. He's like, for me? Nope.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. He thought he had it.
He's like, oh, my. And Deadman would have scored there, too.
He would have. And that's to your point about controlling the tempo on the lead up. He knew that he had Caleb and Deadman. He had a defender in the middle. Make him pick one. Make the good decision.
It's Mac Pro says, look what it's come to, and Alph isn't on the show. Brian M, also shadow producer, stream consultant, heat beat angel, truly, gifted 3 months of a tier one to Smeathen Smolnik. So woo! Now finally Smeathen has a cover. Moose.
One time for Smeathen Smolnik, y'all. Jared.
You okay there, Brass? You okay there, Joey?
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Good.
Continue.
Moose, you good?
Yeah. Yeah. What was the question?
I said, are you good? You're good.
I think I'm just going to avoid Heat Twitter totally tonight. Because
Moose, sleep on your side tonight.
People in the chat, how are they responding to this?
I say, what's happening? Are people upset?
They're like careening.
You know how they get.
You know what it is, Siobhan?
I need Korean. To fucking relax.
Cause
I
this
agree.
Is,
I'm,
this is a
I'm,
fan.
I'm trying to tell these fuckers to relax.
You know what it is? I think most people understand that there's a poll in Twitch chat. Turkey Lee's question mark.
It's the greatest nickname.
No, yeah, no, Joey, you fucking, you absolutely killed it.
Yeah.
I think anybody recognizes this game doesn't matter. Throw that shit out the window. No bam. Second out of a back-to-back. Nobody can hit a shot. But as a fan, you want to fuck the Sixers because it's like what the Sixers represent goes against every single thing the Miami Heat are about. And as a fan, you're just like, fuck them. They're not us. They built their team the exact opposite of the way they believe in a different basketball ideology. It's fuck them. They lost on purpose for a half a decade. And we're better than them.
It was gross, yes.
It was disgusting. It was vile. It was vomit. It was, dare I say, pooper.
All right. Play Joey's music.
Yeah. That's... You guys listen.
All right. I don't know. I've said this one. So did I ever tell you guys about my girlfriend that used to live in Miami?
No.
Lies.
No, I didn't. Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know, I used to date a girl who lived right on the beach, you know, like on the beach. She was homeless. you know, wonderful girl, great tan, obviously. I feel like a lot of people, you know, always ask how we met. And it was just like any other meet cute. I was at a red light and to my left, I see this sunburnt angel, you know, and she has a sign with nothing spelled correctly. Right. It looked like a Chick-fil-A cow wrote it for her. Anyway.
Was this person Gianni?
It was
adorable.
It was not. They might have been related, but you know, she was holding the sign in a way, and it wasn't like a sad way. You know, she was holding it like a ring girl in a boxing match. You know, she looked amazing. Anyway, I'm a big fan of the Vagrant Vagina, and I just wanted to say that you know, I'm a real hobo sexual. You know, I feel like having sex with a homeless woman is a lot like getting a pedicure as a guy, right? Because like the whole time you're thinking, this feels amazing, but I can't let anybody know about this. All right, that's all I
can. Excellent. Thank you. Thank you, Joe. We totally sprung that on Joey, too.
I was like, because Joey wasn't even scheduled to be on today. And I was like, we have comedy hour?
Siobhan is in the chat.
Siobhan is, I'm hosting. I'm watching chat. I'm looking at subs. I'm juggling
our chat. Plate.
I know our chat.
Siobhan is what?
Like you're just disgusted with us.
Oh, no. Not us. Don't put them in this.
Tyler Hero 14 is goated. Gifted 2 tier 1 subs. Moose. Tyler Hero.
Oh, every time for Tyler. I gotta hit him one time for the all-star drip drop.
He would be fun. Not really. He would be fun in the all-star game.
I don't think he gets
really
in.
He deserves to be an all-star. Like, really.
I think he gets in.
You think he gets in?
Yeah.
Where is he on the votes, though, right now?
No, not enough. It'll be the starters. I feel are pretty set. So it's like
If he goes to the All Star game, it would be by peer selection.
I think he can get there.
If more people retweet my tweet, maybe we get him in there.
I think he can get there in the future, though. Mm-hmm. I'm with a lot of people on Heat Twitter. I don't want anybody in the fucking All Star game. I want Spo to coach it. This game could make it tricky. This game could make it tricky because what is a cutoff for that?
I don't know. That's a good question.
With regards to what?
The coaching.
Well, because if you're
the one seed
in your conference, if you didn't coach the year prior, right? Is that how it usually works?
Yeah,
correct. So I think it's by the time that they start announcing the starters.
Yeah, I think when the reserves come out. I don't know. That's a good question. We should know this. I mean, Siobhan, it gets tough when you look at like the guys in the East, like. You know, you have like for the guards, because DeMar is considered a guard, which makes it complicated. You have DeMar, you have Trey, you have Levine, you have Fred VanVleet, Garland, Drew Holiday, LaMelo, Lowry, Hero. That's a lot of guys. And I'm not sure how many of those guys, like, I think Fred probably gets in. And again, we're going to do our list.
First name basis.
Huh?
First name basis.
Yeah, Freddie. I think Freddie and Drew get in, right? I think he probably get one guy, and it's Jimmy. I think Trey's going to get in. Harden's going to get in, right? DeMar's going to get in. And it, at that point, you know, your list for guards is pretty thin. And and I think Kyle's a little more deserving than Tyler.
Of course you do. No, of course you do.
I do.
Yeah, I genuinely don't.
Shocker.
I know you
I
don't.
I genuinely don't. And I don't even mean that as a shot to Kyle.
I know you don't. Yeah, you know. I know that. You know, Tyler's been really good. I did think it was interesting that some of the more national guys were like kind of like surprised that Hero was getting all-star love. I think Hero's numbers are good, and I think he certainly belongs in the conversation. I wouldn't put him ahead of those other guys.
I'd put him ahead of Kyle.
I have a question.
Thank you.
I have a question. I haven't... Sorry if anyone else has mentioned this. I have not seen this discussed anywhere in the timeline. Is PJ Tucker going to get an invite to the three-point contest?
Ooh. Probably not, because they don't.
No. They will invite him to the corner racks.
Yeah, right. only the corner racks. Yeah. Well, maybe the Heat can do it as a team.
Fucking league.
Maybe Max can do all the other ones and PJ just does the corners.
Best three-point shooter in the league.
That might be a fun
stop.
I want Max and Duncan to do it.
Duncan's done it before, and Duncan the one that blew it when Duncan blew it.
Never let him forget it either.
Yeah, we could have had the trifecta. Yeah.
Yep.
We could have had the trifecta.
Bam won the skills, and then DJ won the dunk. And,
rightfully so.
Yeah.
Rightfully so.
It would help Duncan's. Sorry.
No, but
no, I was just gonna say it might.
All three of the milks.
Ooh, yes.
Tres leches.
Yes.
Shout out.
Alf says he's not drunk yet. You better get drunk, buddy. You're at a wedding. I mean, you're not drunk yet. Then you're fucked up.
He's at a wedding and he's watching us on Twitch.
It's 11:15 at night and you're at a wedding. How about you go get drunk? Yeah. How about you get off?
Go to the buffet, buddy.
Twitch.tv/MIAHeepy and you go enjoy some goddamn company.
He said he misses us.
I don't believe that.
Just basically what he said.
Yeah.
He misses us. Right. Again, stop. And why do you keep including people? Some of us.
Not me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Alvin and Christian are the only people at Heapy that like me all the time. Well, most of the time. Everybody
else. Everybody else takes turns. That is false. That is false.
Yeah, they don't like you all the time.
Alf said wedding's over. What kind of wedding ends at 11 p.m.? What kind of broke-ass
friends
you got?
True story. G is my next-door neighbor. Never invited him over.
You never invited me over.
Rude.
Correct.
Christian was over your house.
Well, that's not true, actually. I didn't send. I extended the invite. But I you also told did. You that if you come over, then Christian has to step outside.
Yeah, this is no
like
space.
Not everyone can fit here.
There's just no space. Yeah. So Alf,
what the
Alf.
Fuck out.
But you're invited. You just you got to let me know so I can clear other people out.
What does that have to do with anything? Alf's an interracial wedding.
That's why it's on time. Probably is
what it's a wedding. Another is great it, band.
Is somebody white? Like, I don't know. I mean, Hispanic people weddings. You know, our weddings go late into the night. Yeah, Moose is
our
ready.
Weddings are exhausting. So many speeches. Oh my God.
Oh, so many speeches.
Oh my God.
And two languages too. Always two languages. There's always two languages. They do the first ones for everybody. Yes. And then like for the two abuelas that don't speak any English, you know,
yes.
God, I'm like, get a fucking translator. Abuela, what the fuck?
Que están aquí, solo quiero decir. Yeah, no, we get it. Like they have to translate.
It's never as good the second time in Spanish. It's never as good.
You know, our weddings.
We get it. Shut the fuck up.
Our speeches actually tend not to be that long because we know each other want to not be there and sitting down for that speech. Like, and then the one person that does drag it out, then that shit gets egregious.
You get
like,
booed. Oh, Dave Chappelle, the wrap it up.
Wrap that shit up.
Wrap it
I try to do a filibuster. I just don't stop talking.
You just fucking ruin everyone's evening.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, I'm not sitting down. I'm going to keep talking.
You ruined their evening like Jimmy ruined ours.
Exactly.
And not by himself.
It was Duncan. A team effort to disappoint.
And Duncan. Yes. And Duncan. It was. And Spo. And that's it. Nobody else.
And stop it. See, this is why people get upset with you.
Wait, with people, Carl Tiana says, do you see the Bucks tweet?
What happened? What was that? What did they do? Let's see. I love how we're searching Twitter. I mean, I gave Brass.
We gotta check.
You gave what?
Huh? The what? Bucks. There's a press conference. There's a what Bucks tweet? I don't see anything.
Need to be better.
I mean, that's just coach talk. What was so embarrassing about?
I mean, it is a whole like minute.
Was it that they tweeted Giannis's line at a loss? I mean, it's 36-4 and 17 of 17. I mean, that's pretty good.
It's a heady play. If you lose, but yeah, like I mean, your guy still balled out, it's a heady play. Heady play by the social media team.
Oh, man, if the Heat lose and, like, Kyle balls out, what do you think the show would be? It'd be a Kyle Lowry palooza. So Monday they get the Raptors. I'm going to have to wear two jerseys.
No, you don't.
Are you on?
No, you fucking House don't, Johnny.
I'm not on. I would like to
it's
be
too
on.
Much for him. He can't be on live.
Oh, did Alf already tell you you're not allowed on or something?
I just operate under the assumption that I'm not welcome.
I feel like you aren't, but that you should be. Does that make sense?
It'll be a massive Heat win. Gianni's going to come on. He's all fucking teary-eyed. Like,
that'd be funny if I like put makeup and like I smear my makeup.
It won't, because you told us.
Well, yeah. Well,
you're going to watch the Heat. You're going to watch the Heat feed and the Raptors feed at the same time.
He's going to listen to both commentaries. One on each ear pod.
Exactly. Yeah. Situation heavy on one.
It's a writer situation.
Yeah, the Raptors feed's pretty good.
Mm.
They're good. So they have them on Monday.
Like Crotty?
There's no Crotty.
They don't have an Eric Reed.
No.
Fuck them.
No,
did you hear Crotty try to explain a fucking back tip today?
Yeah, I did hear that.
Tony bit. He's taking that from Tony. I don't like that.
Whoever he got it from, he needs to give it back to. It's ridiculous. We know what a back tip
it's
is.
Called Celtics. A pooper, damn it.
Yeah. Celtics won, by the way. Bulls lost. So he could have gone first.
It wasn't even like probing dribble, something that may have needed some talking through. Back tip. Tip the ball from the – like, what are we
it's
doing?
In the name.
It's right there. It's in the syllabus.
It's in the name.
It's in the syllabus. Listen, we need Ruth back. I'm sick of Crotty already.
This is a jet shot.
Crotty's self-aware, though. Crotty's aware. Did you see Alf's tweet?
No, I didn't. What happened?
Alf like railed on Karate, and then other, I don't know, other people like responded, and then like Karate liked those posts that like other people talk about.
So I did
like,
not see that.
He's like well aware of the situation thing.
He has to be. He's
created a monster.
He knows exactly what he's doing, and he thinks brand. That. He thinks that like we're Look laughing with him and shit, but we're laughing at him, really. Just really, really quickly, this isn't even like a shot at Karate. I just want to say Ruth was fantastic Ruth on TV, and I hope she gets more opportunities, because I am someone that I listen on the radio, so I've heard her for a while now, but on TV, I was really, really, really happy that she got the opportunity, and she was great. So
she made good points. I mean, I think with all the technology we got, I think we can bring back Dr. Jack. We can do this. We have the technology.
Like a hologram.
Yeah, why not? Like Tupac, we did it for Tupac. Hologram. Yeah, exactly. Why can't we do it for Dr. Jack?
I thought we were like a Jurassic Park scenario. We just
you have some frozen Gilbert. Amber somewhere.
He went on vacation, got a bunch of mosquito bites. They found some drenched in ember, and he's fucking.
And we gotta get Jeff Goldblum
off the rails. Jeff Goldblum's gotta be in there.
My mom is so out on Karate. She just doesn't. My mom complains about everything. Classic Italian Hispanic mother just complains about everything. So out on Karate, and she calls him John Karate. Won't even learn his name. She's like, this guy's name's Karate. What the fuck kind of fucking name is Karate? I go, Mom, it's Karate. She goes, I don't give a fuck. I'm not gonna learn his name. Where's Tony?
Sounds
does
like
she
a
hate
nice
white act people like you,
huh?
Does she hate white people as much as you?
She's
like, "Can get
breasts."
I'm saying it's your.
My mom hates me as much as you guys. That's for damn sure.
Oh.
Well,
hates my takes as much as you.
See, I've been loving you.
I know you do.
Like,
great.
97.7%.
I've made like a million jokes for the Brass to hit the out, and Brass hasn't hit one.
No, I haven't. I haven't found it yet.
Yeah. I thought we had it at Pooper. I thought we had it at Pooper.
Bad Kyle Lob. Stop forcing it. Just let it come.
Pooper and the Jimmy joke, like, I thought that was it. And I was like, okay.
You talked over it, you son of a bitch.
Might be.
And now we sit here. He's going to be like the whole.
No, yeah, no. I'm just sitting here. Yeah.
We're all just going to sit here.
Speaking of which, I want a Photoshop of Karate in Taekwondo, like with a yellow belt.
Ooh.
All right, Brass, you have homework.
You put like a peach basket in one arm and then the yellow belt in the other.
The much harder is finding a hard out tonight. That's a much harder assignment.